Rave Radio.
This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and it is Friday, February 20th. This is proudly sponsored by Ingram Micro, our sponsor of Rave Radio, and I'm here to ask you, are you Pisker? What is Pisker? P-I-S-C-R. There is actually a contrast ratio standard that was developed by both Infocom and ANSI. And what it does is it specifies the contrast ratio for room design, not necessarily for a projector specifically, but what should be the contrast ratio of an image when projected on a screen per application. So in an application where you're in an auditorium that is a at a medical school, there's a specification for that. When you're in a classroom, there's a specification for that. So it's projected image systems contrast ratio. That's what PISCAR stands for. So if you don't know about what it is, I shot a video at the DNP booth. DNP is a manufacturer of screens, and their specialty is light absorbing or ambient light absorbing screen materials. I shot a video at their booth while the show was closed one day, basically snuck in their booth, and took advantage of the fact that they had a screen set up there that showed a standard rear screen projection material, or front screen projection material, sorry, and then it showed a high ambient light rejection and a medium ambient light rejection screen material. And I used a flashlight, and I showed you how their screen technology rejects ambient light and leaves projected light alone. It's an interesting demo because one of the issues with projected contrast ratio is the fact that ambient light affects the contrast ratio. So if you have a projection projector that is spec'd at 1300 to 1 contrast ratio, that's assuming perfect lighting conditions off the screen, meaning in the dark. Most people don't sit in the dark when watching projectors, and in video conferencing applications, of course, you can't. So most importantly is to find a screen material that can remove the ambient light, meaning lights from overhead and ambient lights in the room, and DNP has that screen material. No, I'm not getting paid to say this. There are other screen companies, I'm sure, out there that do, but the demo I happened to do was in the DNP booth because they had a great side-by-side demo of this. So I'm going to link that video to this podcast, and I want you to get educated on it. Again, this is a standard that was developed by Infocom and ANSI. It had actually been around a couple of years, and you can read all about it and understand, and more consultants are designing rooms to specifications that are PISCAR specifications. So you should be familiar with what they are. Hope this is helpful. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.